And in God's providence, which is emphasized in chapter 10 of Ezekiel, he's bringing his people to a mature experience that will coincide with the Sunday law tests. When the Sunday law tests arrive, those people that are sealed through the providence of the Lord will have been settled into the truth both intellectually and spiritually. This takes place prior to the Sunday law. Now, in connection with this scenario of Ezekiel is over and over emphasized in the spirit of prophecy that it's trying to show us the work that's going on in the heavenly sanctuary. The test of Ezekiel 8 through 12, the crisis, it corresponds to the most holy place work that Christ is doing. Other passages in prophecy that are identifying the Sunday law do not necessarily emphasize what's going on in the most holy place. In our next presentation, we'll look at Daniel 3, which is clearly a prophetic passage of the Sunday law test, but it is not identifying Christ's work in the sanctuary. It's identifying the effect of the message that goes at the Sunday law test. Each of these prophets that have recorded something about the Sunday law describe the same time sequence of events, but they take it from a different perspective. And Ezekiel 8 through 12, the perspective is what Christ is doing in the most holy place as this final work is culminated. Now, notice in this passage we're going to read here that Sister White calls this the last work. This is from Testimonies to Ministers, page 430 to 432. He who presides over his church and the destinies of nation is carrying forward the last work to be accomplished for this world. To his angels he gives the commission to execute his judgments. Let the ministers awake, let them take in the situation. The work of judgment begins at the sanctuary. And behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lieth toward the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side, and they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. Read Ezekiel 9, 2 through 7. The command is, slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men which were before the house. Saith God, I will recompense their way upon their head. One of the understandings that comes from the study of Ezekiel 8 through 12 is that the crisis corresponds with what's going on in the sanctuary, and judgment begins with the sanctuary.